And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
I'm doing well. What are folks saying this week?
Well, we got a lot of letters about an interview with a couple who pledged to buy only from Black-owned businesses for 1 year. They're calling it the Ebony Experience. Tom O'Neill sent us this. I enjoy your show very much, but this particular segment disturbed me. When does selecting service providers based solely on race and or choosing not to do business with a company based on the race of the owner cross the line between supporting a community and race-based discrimination?
Then Damon Thomas wrote to us on our website and argued that the Ebony Experiment would provide greater service to the Black community if, instead of doing business themselves exclusively with Black-owned companies, they would make an equal effort to introduce non-Black friends and associates to Black-owned businesses.
Then Christian Kirby in Baltimore, Maryland, wrote us this about an interview with a Sidwell Friends School alum. That's the school that Sasha and Malia Obama are attending in D.C. Christian wrote, I listened with interest to your conversation with Sidwell alumna Damali Ayo. Mrs. Ayo's statements about the school are accurate. Its occasional missteps on the path to racial equality notwithstanding, it certainly has its heart in the right place. The Obama girls will be challenged, respected, and loved. I wish them the best, and I thank News and Notes for pursuing the story.
And finally, Ibrahim Sadiq in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, wrote us about a show this week that included an interview with a woman who set out to find her adoptive family in Eritrea. He wrote, "The interview with Hannah Poole demonstrated a multidimensional potential to explore other experiences from around the world, not just in America or just among African Americans. Secondly, the interview with the Black publishers was inspiring. Haki Madhubuti's contribution brought back memories of my years in undergraduate school when he was one of the more prominent Black poets of the time. Thank you, News and Notes.
And thank you for your letters. Please keep your thoughts coming over the next few months.
To write to us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.